Challenges faced by the Myanmar community in South Australia. Recommendations for improved access to services. The Myanmar refugee community in South Australia is one of the most vulnerable and disadvantaged social groups in the region. The challenges they face in adjusting to a new life stem from limited access to support services, language barriers, employment difficulties, and discriminatory practices. These practices include housing discrimination and racial and cultural biases, which create significant obstacles to their resettlement and daily lives. To explore these issues, the author conducted interviews and gathered first-hand accounts. This study highlights specific challenges related to settlement, such as difficulties with housing, employment, and integration into local society. It also seeks to understand the broader expectations of the Myanmar community regarding the types of support they wish to receive from governmental and non-governmental organizations. The aim is to promote meaningful participation in Australian society for the Myanmar community. Key challenges: financial and language barriers. The Myanmar refugee community often faces financial hardship, which is compounded by limited proficiency in the English language. According to the 2016 Australian Census, approximately 26% of Myanmar-born residents in South Australia speak little or no English. This lack of fluency creates a barrier to accessing essential services, securing employment, and effectively navigating Australian systems such as healthcare, education, and social services. As one of the participants from the interview outlined, for migrants from non-English backgrounds and oral cultures, like the Myanmar community, 510 hours to learn English is unrealistic. Many haven't learned to read or write in their own language, making it even harder. Language learning varies by individual, and each person needs different amounts of time. Kim, many refugees are also unable to afford the cost of private English language courses, further limiting their ability to learn the language. Without adequate English skills, individuals struggle to engage with Australian society, which perpetuates their vulnerability and dependency on welfare assistance. Another participant noted, 2 months after our arrival, we had no social worker and struggled to settle in without any relatives. 2 months of assistance is insufficient for settling in a new country. Kun D. The financial constraints also manifest in the form of underemployment, with many refugees working in low-wage jobs that do not reflect their skills or qualifications. This is particularly problematic as it stymies the community's ability to achieve financial independence and contribute meaningfully to society. Employment challenges. Employment is a cornerstone for successful integration, and yet the Myanmar community in South Australia faces numerous obstacles in securing meaningful work. Unemployment rates among Myanmar refugees are disproportionately high, with approximately 9.3% of the community seeking work as of the 2016 census. In addition, underemployment is widespread, as many individuals are only able to secure part-time or temporary jobs that do not match their skills or career aspirations. As one participant highlighted, it's crucial to find employment. It has several benefits, including helping you integrate more quickly by helping you grasp different cultures and systems. People need jobs, but finding them seems difficult for many refugee groups, especially for the Myanmar community in South Australia, if you do not have basic English skills. Zong. There are several reasons for these employment challenges. Discrimination in the workplace. Refugees often face prejudice based on their ethnic background, which results in limited job opportunities and unequal treatment within the workplace. Non-recognition of overseas qualifications. Many refugees hold qualifications from their home country, which are not recognized by Australian employers. This leads to a devaluation of their previous work experience and education. Lack of tailored job training programs. The absence of job training and skills development programs tailored to the specific needs of refugees further exacerbates their employment challenges. One participant explained, as a community leader, I reached out to companies in fields like process work, forklift operation, labor, and construction to see if they'd hire Myanmar refugees with limited English but strong work ethic. Some didn't respond, while farm companies offered wages below Australia's minimum wage, ranging from $50 to $110 per day in cash. Muang. Educational barriers. Education is crucial for long-term integration, yet Myanmar refugees face significant barriers. This limitation hampers access to further education and employment. Additionally, many in the community are unaware of alternative pathways like vocational education and training, VET, or adult education, restricting their opportunities for skill development and study. A university student indicated, "When I first arrived at the Barton Senior College, I struggled to find the right academic path due to poor initial advice. The institute helped me renegotiate my options and enroll directly in the University of South Australia's Foundation Studies course. Their ongoing support guided me to studying international studies at the University of Adelaide. This experience taught me the importance of clear pathways, confidence in challenging advice, and the value of personalized support in inspiring students to reach their goals. For those who wish to pursue higher education, there are additional barriers such as difficulty navigating the complex admissions process and accessing scholarships. Refugees often face financial difficulties that prevent them from pursuing tertiary education, and the lack of support services makes it challenging to succeed in an unfamiliar academic environment. Housing instability. Housing is another area where the Myanmar refugee community faces significant challenges. There is a shortage of affordable housing in South Australia, which disproportionately affects refugees who may have limited financial resources. Many refugees find themselves in temporary or substandard housing arrangements, which can exacerbate feelings of instability and insecurity. A participant shared, "Many parents feel overwhelmed by financial burdens and tasks assigned to their children. Older individuals face challenges in society due to language barriers, such as being unable to find work and relying on welfare. This makes it difficult for them to support themselves, their families, and relatives overseas, especially for those who don't speak English." Thangpa, "The housing issues are compounded by weak tenancy agreements and a lack of understanding of tenant rights. As a result, refugees are often at risk of eviction or exploitation by landlords. The complex nature of tenancy law, coupled with the community's limited understanding of the legal system, creates a situation where refugees are vulnerable to housing instability. Furthermore, the limited access to legal support means that refugees often do not seek redress when their rights are violated. This leaves them susceptible to discrimination and exploitation in the housing market." Health and well-being. The Myanmar refugee community faces several health-related challenges, including limited access to healthcare services, language barriers, and mental health issues stemming from past trauma. Language barriers in healthcare settings make it difficult for refugees to communicate their health needs and understand medical instructions. The lack of interpreters and culturally sensitive healthcare services exacerbates this issue, leading to misunderstandings and inadequate care. One participant reflected on the emotional toll. "My personal experience was challenging. My family struggled with settling in, including learning the language. For me, culture shock, homesickness, and social isolation were tough, and we occasionally faced prejudice in various settings." Ms. Na, "Additionally, many refugees suffer from mental health issues related to their experiences of war, displacement, and resettlement. Conditions such as post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD, anxiety, and depression are prevalent among the community. Unfortunately, mental health services are often not culturally appropriate, which can make it difficult for refugees to access the care they need. Furthermore, there is a lack of trained professionals who understand the specific needs of refugee populations." Social and cultural adjustment. Social and cultural adjustment is another significant challenge faced by Myanmar refugees. The transition to Australian society is difficult, as refugees must navigate unfamiliar cultural norms and practices, Namorin et al., 2019. In particular, many families experience intergenerational conflict, as younger generations who have attended Australian schools may adopt Australian values, while older generations struggle to maintain traditional customs. One participant explained, "We live in a society where youth are more independent and educated than their parents, while parents still use traditional methods. This doesn't mean children should disrespect their parents. Misunderstandings can lead to domestic violence and family disintegration due to ongoing conflicts." Suwan, "Many Myanmar refugees also face social isolation, particularly if they are unable to engage with the broader community due to language barriers or cultural differences. Additionally, the sense of homesickness is widespread, with many refugees experiencing deep emotional distress due to the loss of family members and the challenges of adapting to a new environment. Another participant added, "Many Myanmar refugees keep their struggles private. When facing employment discrimination, they often don't know how to complain or fear revealing their lack of knowledge. Many are unemployed but reluctant to disclose this within their community." Salai Tan, discrimination and prejudice against refugees can further exacerbate these feelings of isolation, creating a barrier to social integration. The unfamiliarity of their cultures, languages, and religions to many Australians heightens the potential for racial discrimination and alienation. Recommendations. To address the challenges outlined above, the following recommendations are proposed to improve the integration of the Myanmar refugee community in South Australia. Establish a bridging service. Local NGOs such as the Australia-Myanmar Institute for Democracy, Human Rights and Peace, United Myanmar Community of South Australia, and Zomi Inkuan Australia, should operate a service to guide refugees through Australian systems, housing, healthcare, employment, and provide practical support in job applications, tenancy disputes, and understanding policies. Enhance employment services. Invest in job training, upskilling programs, and recognition of overseas qualifications through subsidized assessments. Strengthen anti-discrimination policies to ensure equal employment opportunities. Improve access to housing support, provide education on tenant rights and make legal support services accessible, with collaboration between housing authorities and NGOs to prevent homelessness. Strengthen health services, increase interpreter availability, offer culturally sensitive mental health support, and train healthcare providers to engage empathetically with refugees to improve healthcare access and quality. Foster community engagement. Initiate multicultural events, educational programs, and mentorship to build trust between the Myanmar community and broader Australian society. Provide translations in minority ethnic groups. Offer translations of essential government documents to ensure minority ethnic groups stay informed and engaged, promoting inclusivity. The Myanmar community in South Australia faces a range of complex challenges that hinder their ability to integrate and thrive. Addressing these issues requires a coordinated effort from government departments, NGOs, and the community itself. By implementing the recommendations outlined in this report, service providers can create a more inclusive society that ensures refugees have the opportunity to achieve independence, stability, and active participation in Australian life. Go Suan Pao is a peer support officer at the University of South Australia. He holds a Bachelor of International Relations from the University of Adelaide, 2023, and a Bachelor of Arts, Honours, from UNISA, 2024, where his thesis examined human rights abuses against the Rohingya Muslims. As a South Australian parliamentary intern, he authored a report on the challenges faced by the Myanmar diaspora community in South Australia. Since 2021, Go has served as the director of the Australia-Myanmar Institute for Democracy, Human Rights, and Peace, leading educational workshops and policy advocacy efforts. He has also published articles on Myanmar's political issues in On DIT magazine. Additionally, he is the secretary of Zomi Inkuan Adelaide and a member of the Refugee Council of Australia, contributing to refugee research and advocacy. His work has been featured on various platforms, providing critical insights into Myanmar's political landscape, international affairs, and human rights issues. https://refugeereachonline.org/challenges-faced-by-the-myanmar-community-in-south-australia-recommendations-for-improved-access-to-services. Original publication. https://refugeereachonline.org/challenges-faced-by-the-myanmar-community-in-south-australia-recommendations-for-improved-access-to-services. www.zomipress.com